Greetings and blessings, beloved friends. In this video, I want to go more deeply into the integral Jewish meditation practice. As you know, IJM begins with what I call the three portals of presence. The first portal, which we'll talk about in this video, is the portal of the heart, meaning not the physical heart, of course, but the dimension of feeling from which emotions arise, as well as the energy of motivation or intention behind anything that you do. In this practice, we're not so much concerned with emotions per se, which we might define as turbulence in the feeling dimension, but rather we're concerned with evoking the right motivation for your practice. A good Hebrew word that describes motivation or intention is kavanah. So we begin with this heart level in order to make sure that we're approaching the practice with the right kavanah or intention right from the beginning. So what is right intention? First, it's important to understand that right intention or kavanah is not something different from the kind of intention that arises naturally when you're being present or awake. In fact, right intention is awakened intention. So how can that be? How can you begin with awakened intention if you're doing the practice in order to wake yourself up in the first place? It sounds like a contradiction. In order to understand the answer, let's take the example of lifting weights. You lift weights in order to build physical strength, but you can't lift weights at all unless you have at least a little physical strength to begin with, right? With your little bit of strength, you can lift a small weight. Then with that, you build strength and you can move on to heavier weights and you get stronger and stronger. It's the same with anything you want to get better at. If you want to learn how to play piano or guitar, you have to first be able to wiggle your fingers. If you want to learn something intellectual, you have to first of all have a brain that can think. The point is, whatever we want to learn, it's always building on something we already have. And with spirituality, it's exactly the same. You can develop awakened intention because you already have awakened intention. You just need to remember it and practice it. But to do this, you need to first have a grasp of what it is so that you know what you're going for. There's a nice description of this in Psalm 115. It says, Hashem, who may dwell in your tent? And then it answers, Holech tamim ufoel tzedek, one who walks in simplicity or innocence and acts fairly or justly. V'dover emet bilvavo, and who speaks truth from the heart. So this verse gives a sense that there's a simplicity and a sincerity, a seeing of things as they are and seeking to do the right thing for its own sake, not for some ulterior motive. Another great description comes from the classic rabbinic wisdom text, Pirkei Avot. In the third Mishnah, the sage Antigonus says, Al tihyu ka'avadim hamshamshin et harav amanat lekebel paras. Don't be like the servant who serves the master in order to receive a reward. Ela hevu ka'avadim hamshamshin et harav shelo amanat lekebel paras. Rather, be like the servant who serves the master not to receive a reward. In other words, you should serve for its own sake, not for some future result. But what does this really mean? Why would you serve a master unless you were going to get something out of it later? So imagine you saw a baby crawl over to an open hot oven and reach toward the oven door. What would you do? You'd probably jump up and save the baby from burning itself, right? And in that situation, you'd be doing it just because it's the right thing to do, not to get some future reward out of it. Your response is direct and immediate. There's no decision-making process, no calculating or weighing of options. You're just being holech tamim. You're walking in simple wholesomeness. So that's really what Antigonus meant by serving not to receive a reward. It's because saving the baby is its own reward. It's lishma, for its own sake. But why is it so important to make sure that we begin the practice with the right kavanah? Won't meditation help us to awaken to the right kavanah, even if we're not doing it with a pure motive? In the Torah reading, Parshat Ki Tisa, the reading begins with God telling Moses, Ki Tisa et Rosh B'nei Yisrael Lifkudehem, when you take a census of the children of Israel to count them, V'natnu Ish Kofer Nafsho L'Adonai Bifkodotam, every person should give an atonement for their souls to the divine when you count them, v'lo yiyeh vahem negif bifkodotam, so that there won't be a plague among them when they're counted. Now this is a super strange passage. First, God is telling Moses to take a census of the Israelites. Not so strange. Moses is leading thousands of Israelites through the desert, so it makes sense that he would want to keep track of them all. But then it says something strange, that every Israelite should give a kofar, an atonement or a ransom. The word kofar is the same as in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. In the next line, it explains that the kofar should be a half shekel, which is a kind of coin, and they should give this coin to prevent a plague from breaking out. But why do they have to atone for being counted, as if being counted is some kind of sin that would bring on a plague? But if we look more deeply at the words, the idiom for when you take a census is kitisa et rosh, which literally means when you lift up the head. What is lifting up the head? It's elevating consciousness, meaning the disentanglement or disidentification of consciousness with thoughts and feelings, with personality, all that stuff that normally makes up the sense of me or ego. That process of kitisa, of transcending the ego and experiencing the freedom and bliss of pure consciousness, is of course the aim of meditation. And normally, when we decide to meditate, we're motivated by wanting to experience something like that. Maybe we want less stress, maybe we want to stop feeling the burden of our problems, or whatever. And these are all totally valid motivations, but the problem is they're all rooted in the experience of me wanting to get something. But since the thing you're trying to get is to let go of the me, it doesn't work. It turns your meditation into a kind of plague, actually, because you're chasing after something that you can never get with that approach. The only way you can get it is by changing your approach, changing your motivation. Don't do it from the drive to get something. Instead, do it as an act of giving, an act of love for its own sake. And that's the donation of the half shekel. It's only a half shekel because, of course, there's still the acknowledgement that meditation is good for you. That's the other half of the coin, so to speak. But what's good for you is also good for others. You have to put on your own air mask before helping your children. Otherwise, you might not be able to help your children. So the donation of the half shekel means that you're dedicating your spiritual work that you do on yourself toward the service of others. And to help with this kavanah, let's chant the opening words from Psalm 145 in the Ashrei, Aromimcha Elohai. Aromimcha means I will exalt or elevate you. It's the same root as romimu, exalt. And so who is it you're exalting? Elohai, my God or my divinity. Meaning, as you take this kavanah of offering your attention to the divine, as she appears in this moment, that's kitisa et rosh, the lifting up of your own head. And your awareness that transcends that limited sense of me can then be realized as Elohai, your own inner divinity, your true identity beyond form. Let's sing.
Thank you.
and bringing your right hand to your heart with this kavanah of kitisa, to exalt your awareness through offering your awareness as a gift with the word lecha for you, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly, bringing your awareness down into your body, feeling down into your hips and your legs, feeling down into your calves and your feet and your toes, and letting your attention shine upward into your lungs and your heart, to your shoulders, down your arms and into your hands and fingers, and shining up into your face, bringing a little smile to your lips, and resting your awareness on the flow of your breathing. Chanting Na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. And bringing your right hand to touch your forehead, becoming aware of the space of awareness that allows everything to be as it is, surrendered, non-resistant, and yet intimately connected. Venishma. Sensations of your body, and we'll sit for 7 minutes. And once again, closing with the three portals, bringing your right hand to your heart, offering your awareness to this moment, to the divine with Lecha. Breathing in. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly, connecting with your body and your breathing with Naaseh. Naaseh. And right hand to your forehead, aware of the open space of the present, with Venishma. Venishma. Atahu, until next time, all blessings to you.